You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I was looking at a to-do list the other day. One of those long ones where everything is marked high priority. And I realized something. We've spent years getting really good at the doing part of this job. We've mastered the logistics, the schedules, and the troubleshooting. But we rarely stop to check in on the person actually doing the work. We just put our heads down. We try to be everything to everyone, assuming that that's just what being a professional looks like. But what if the next level of our impact isn't about doing more? What if it's about finally having a partner to help you see the things that you're too close to the fire to notice? I've been thinking about that shift lately, from being the fixer to being the person who's actually supported. This is your Morning Boost.
From the AWB Studios, this is your weekly Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. We are proud to be featured on the Forward Ed Network, advancing voices, shaping education. Let's get ready to boost your week.
All right, everybody, welcome back to your Morning Boost. I'm your host, Adam Bush, and I am glad you are spending a few minutes with us today. This is the space where we push past the surface level strategies and we start talking about the real stuff here. The headspace, the heart, the energy, all of that stuff that drives everything we do in this crazy world of education. Today's conversation is one I've been looking forward to for quite a long time here. We are joined by Dr. Jill Urich. Dr. Jill is a veteran leader, a master coach, the founder of LJ Urich Consulting, and a good friend of mine. Dr. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, I'm excited to get into that head of yours and start talking about this world of coaching and all the wonderful stuff you're doing. But before we dive into the work you're doing now, I'd love for our listeners to get to know you a little bit. I know you've spent years in the trenches of educational leadership, but can you tell us a little bit about your journey and what led you to become so passionate about supporting the people behind the titles?
Sure. I am currently in my, 34th year of education. So I'm seasoned. I'll say I'm seasoned, not old, right? And retiring at the end of this school year. Yeah. And I'm embracing this concept of rewiring.
Yeah.
Through my years as an administrator, counselor, teacher, one of the things I've discovered over the years is my greatest joy comes from when I'm partnering with people and helping them become the best version of themselves. And so as I rewire into this next season in my life, I want to do more of that. I want to serve in that capacity. So I'm looking forward to really focusing on being a professional coach and adding some consulting in there as well.
Well, I'm not going to lie. When you told me that this was your plan, that you were retiring, that you're moving on to this, my first thought actually was, finally, that's perfect. That is exactly what you should be doing and how you can continue all the work that you're doing. So that's really exciting.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This segment of your Morning Boost is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services. Since 2013, GLS has been a trusted partner for school districts across the Midwest, specializing in executive recruitment and leadership support. They believe that great schools start with great leaders, and they are here to help you find a perfect fit for your district. Transform your school's future with the right leader at the helm. Visit GrundmeierLeaderSearch.com to learn more. Grundmeier Leader Services, transforming education one leader at a time.
All right, listeners, let's go on ahead and dive into this wonderful world of coaching here with our guest today. Jill, in our world, asking for help often feels like, well, frankly, admitting a flaw. I mean, how do we shift the perspective so that coaching is seen as an essential tool for high performers rather than a fix for someone who's struggling?
When I think of some of the most effective leaders I've worked with, whether they are in administrative positions or teaching positions, the best leaders don't think they're the best leaders. The best teachers don't think they're the best teachers, right? They're the ones that are constantly curious. They're self-reflective. They are on this quest to learn and grow, and they actually see people around them as experts, people who are smarter than them. And it's that idea of synergy and lifting each other up. And, you know, I thought a lot about, well, I've learned a lot about the impact that coaching has on helping somebody meet their actual true potential. And it's this power of and. So leaders, we all love to pour resources into books, into courses. We watch videos about highly effective leaders in all fields, right? And so we learn about these other experts and then think about how we can apply those practices in our own life. The beauty of coaching is it brings in the and. So you can do all those things. And you also invest in yourself. The coaching that I've been trained in at IPEC is foundational with the idea that all answers to questions lie within. And everyone is here with a purpose, right? And so you can learn all you want about leadership, but until you take the moment to hit the pause button on life and really think about what's going on inside of you, what's inside, you know, you talked about your head and your heart in the opener. It's really taking a step back and thinking about your head and your heart and how are your values aligning with your thoughts and your emotions and your actions. And that's how you maximize your potential, is by focusing on yourself as well, because you are an expert. It's all in you. It's just a matter of partnering with a coach who's trained with questions and a framework of skills so that you can bring it out in yourself.
I think that's really hard because we know the job is busy. Every educator wakes up every morning and the last thing they're thinking is, boy, today's going to be an easy day, right? I mean, there's a laundry list of things that you're constantly doing, but what you're talking about is the why behind it. That part that I think sometimes we kind of forget about. We think about the how, we think about the what, we constantly are not thinking about the why. How do I continue to build that? I mean, the coaching piece is really important, but if I'm at a spot where, well, let me just steal a phrase that I've loved. One of my favorite quotes is that it takes an awfully smart person to know how dumb they really are. Okay. So to not know, it takes a little bit of humility there to know that I probably need to get some help. How do I do that? How do I get to a part where I understand that it's time for me to reach out and time for me to get a little bit of assistance to do this job?
Well, I think part of that is, who do you look up to, or who are mentors of yours, right? Who are highly successful people around you, and what's their secret sauce? And when you look to people who are really living fulfilled lives, whether it's personally or professionally, there are things they are doing to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Physically, emotionally, cognitively, right? And I think about, who do you talk to that after they work out regrets the workout, right? Everybody feels really good after they work out physically. And they always say they're so much more effective in the rest of their day. You need that for your head and your heart as well. And so, yes, we are all, we can use the term busy, we can use the term intentional with our time, we can, you know, whatever, however we want to say that, but we will find ourselves in reactive mode if we don't pause and make sense of what's going on and find clarity in our heads to then be out in front, right? Control your story after that. It's that idea of being proactive. If, you know, you and I have done some work around Covey's 7 habits, and that first habit is being proactive. And that idea of saying, I owe it to myself, I owe it to all the people around me that I take care of every day, that I serve every day to be the best version of myself.
So that's still your superhero cape. I mean, you mentioned it right there, right? The problem that it's not that I'm going to do everything for everybody. If I'm going to be there for people, I've got to take care of myself. Otherwise, that cape isn't going to fit me anyway.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember who shared this with me one time, but they said, you know, it's as we live our lives, it's like you're going on a trip and you're not going to get to your destination if you don't pull over and fill your car with gas, if you don't service your car, if you don't clean your car, all those things. You have to apply that concept to yourself. For us to navigate life and to really live a fulfilled life professionally and personally, we've got to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of other people.
That's awesome. Well, let's hang on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break here and pay a few bills. And when we come back, we're going to talk even more about this work and how we can shift it from inside out. So stay tuned, boosters. We'll be right back.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Jill, let's talk a little bit more about the functional part of this, okay? Because most school coaching, it's instructional, right? It's focusing on the lesson plan or it's the how-to, what you can do, how you can do it better. Your work is literally, it's called inside out. What does that mean? What does it mean to coach the person behind the plan? And how does shifting our internal energy change how we show up in the classroom or in the office?
Sure. So, you know, I think about executive coaching and implementation coaching. So when you were talking about instructional coaching, I think a lot of that is more of that implementation piece. And that's very important. I don't want to downplay that whatsoever. Executive coaching really does transform somebody from the inside out. Our beliefs impact how we feel, the emotions that show up, which impact our actions. And so all of that is this interplay of how we show up to the world around us, right? And so it's funny, I have a very brown thumb, but the one thing that I can contribute to in my house is I can pull weeds. So when I'm outside pulling weeds, you know, successfully, you're pulling the roots, right? If in a moment of frustration, you just pull what's on top, what you're seeing on the ground, you're not really getting to the root. And coaching from the inside out gets to that. So it's also, you know, we think about what brings somebody to a coaching session might be a particular situation or a relationship, or, you know, maybe I'm trying to navigate a conflict at work or a challenge that I'm faced with. All very important. It's okay, now what's behind that situation and how can we partner with a client? So whether it's a teacher, an administrator, whomever, how can we partner with that person to give them an opportunity to kind of zoom out and think, okay, what are your guiding beliefs? What are your values around this? Mm-hmm. And so that way they're able to move beyond the story of the situation and really think about what it means for them on the inside. Mm-hmm. And then they can apply that to future situations. So it moves beyond just the situation itself.
As you're talking there, it brought back a memory of mine of, as many years ago now, but, you know, have a daughter at home and she's talking through something at school and I'm coaching her. And all of a sudden it dawned on her, she stopped and she goes, "You're doing something different here today." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm practicing, to be honest, I'm coaching you." But it made me think about, as you're speaking there, what you're saying could apply to a lot of different people. I mean, we coach people all day, every day, at all sorts of positions within the district. You know, I mean, if we're really good at it, we're teaching kids how to coach each other too, right? Or students coaching students, but that it's throughout our system. And how do we continue to do that effectively? Like, what are some, do you have some tips or tricks for us, the work that you've done that you say, hey, if you could do this, you're going to make a huge impact?
Well, as a coach, when I'm in that coaching session with someone, I'm doing very little talking. And I'm also not projecting what I know, or I'm not projecting my opinion, right? It's all about asking empowering questions and validating that person's experience and providing the space, providing a safe space for that person to find clarity and get unstuck on whatever's going on inside of their head. And it's different, right? Coaching is different from mentoring and consulting. All are important. As a consultant or a mentor, that's a professional service where someone is hiring you because of your expertise in that person's field. Coaching, and I can speak specifically to the program I've enrolled in at IPEC. It is a general approach that applies to anyone in any field. And in fact, as I was thinking in preparation for this conversation today, I actually flipped back and thought about the people I've had the opportunity and true privilege to coach this past year. And I'm going to read this list to you.
Okay.
It's interesting because, well, I'll read the list first.
Okay. Yeah.
I've been able to coach people who are leading teams and trying to improve their work culture, setting goals and action plans for positive results, reevaluating their values and how that applies to their career, launching their entrepreneurial dreams, mm-hmm. strengthening their leadership skills, juggling responsibilities of work and family, trying to make sense of their faith, tackling insecurities, determining how to manage their time and their priorities, motivated to grow their leadership skills, seek promotions, problem solving, feeling stuck, pressured by perfectionism. That existed in multiple career paths.
Yeah.
As I looked at that list. And so we're all in this, right? And so it's just about coaching people. And so as I think about the question you asked, it's like, it's just about showing up for people.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's about partnering and just providing a space for people to set goals and create actions so they can be the best version of themselves.
And I think for all of us to understand that, and we kind of talked about this a little bit in our first segment, but, you know, wearing the superhero cape doesn't mean that you also don't understand when you need it. You know, being very vulnerable, if you want to use that term that we use a lot in education. But just understanding that it's okay to get some assistance and get some help and get somebody just to throw some ideas off of, if nothing else. And B, it's okay to say you need to do that and that you would like some assistance and like some help, rather than trying to have to be the tough guy or the tough gal that's got all the answers. We don't. We never will. That's not possible. We will not have all the answers.
There's such irony in that too, right? When someone thinks they have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And they really don't. Yeah. And I think about professionals that we trust. We trust our doctors.
Mm-hmm.
We trust pilots flying the plane. A great doctor goes to a doctor, right?
True.
A great pilot is constantly trying to, you don't think they are not problem solving? So we have to think about, what we're missing out on if we don't take time to maximize the genius inside of us.
That is awesome. Well, we're going to leave it on that one. We're going to come back here with a little bit more from Dr. Urich as we talk about the art of coaching and we keep working from inside out. So hang on, boosters. We'll be right back after this break.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Thank you.
All right, as we get to our final segment today, I'm going to talk a little bit about this chapter move that you've got going on in your life right now. So you did say you're retiring at the end of the year, which I'm not going to lie. There's a little bit of jealousy in me with that piece, but that day will come. I'm not quite there yet, but that day will come. But as you move into this next chapter and you're moving over to the consulting side here, what is some guidance that you could give to our listeners? Because I know that the legacy that you're leaving behind is very important to you. Why is that important? And why do you want to leave behind a great legacy as you move from one chapter to another?
Good question. Well, I would have to say, honestly, it starts with my faith. And I just believe I have a responsibility to use skills that I've been given to make an impact on the world around me. And you know, it's interesting when a couple of years ago, before I entered this season of next steps, I went on a curiosity tour and I met a number of people that I just really admire in the community for coffee one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And I just said, you know, you're someone I look up to. As I approach this next season in my life, what words of wisdom do you have for me? Knowing what you know of me, what do you envision for me? And through all of those conversations, you know, I heard you seem to find the greatest joy when you're helping other people grow. And that was a theme. And actually, those conversations is what led me to the coaching program that I enrolled in at IPEC, because one of my mentors said, do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And so here's what I would say. You know, I am not afraid to talk to a crowd of people. And I'm not afraid of that. I'll get on a stage. I'll be excited, you know, whatever.
And do a good job doing it. Well, I'm just going to, I know you wouldn't say that, but I'm going to say it for you because you will. And you do. You do a great job.
So yes, I'm not afraid to do that. And when I look back on my career, I found the most fulfillment. And I know it's not about me, but I was in the flow, right? You know, when something just feels right. Mm-hmm. I was in the flow when I was behind the scenes coaching somebody one-on-one or strengthening a team of people, really just helping people tap into their genius so that they can be the best version of themselves to then make an impact on the world around them. And so at the end of the day, that's what I want to do in this rewiring season of my life. I just want to be more behind the scenes and helping people by partnering with them so that they can make an impact on, maximize the impact. People are already making an impact, but I want to do whatever I can to help them maximize that impact.
So LJ, your consulting is next. What do you hope will be the impact of that on the educator community?
Well, the greatest joy teachers experience is when they see that a student has learned, right? When a teacher sees their impact and when a leader sees their impact, right? Like as administrators, our job is to support the adults who support the kids. And so I think in all those cases, my hope is that I can be a little part of people breaking down barriers so people can tap into their own potential to make that difference in the lives of other people.
I love that. I love that. I'm excited for you. I mean, I know you're excited, but I am truly, truly excited for you just because I know that this work it's not easy work. And I think we're just now really honestly in this education world that we live in starting to understand that this is A, important and B, okay. And I'm very proud that we've got good people out there doing this work. And I'm glad that you're going to join that list of people doing it. So that is awesome. Dr. Jill, this has been incredibly eye-opening. I know there are leaders out there that are listening who are feeling that role strain. They're ready to shift their energy. If somebody wants to connect with you and learn more about LJ Urich Consulting or explore the Energy Leadership Index, what's the best way to get a hold of you? How can they get in touch with you and find out more about your work?
Yes. You can email me at ljurichconsultingllc@gmail.com. Website is on its way at julurich.com. Mm-hmm. So either way would be a great way to reach me. It would be a privilege to have an opportunity to give somebody a break. Treat yourself to coaching. There is empirical evidence that shows greater satisfaction professionally and personally and meeting goals and sustained results when someone invests in themselves in this way.
Yep. Well, Dr. Urich, my friend Jill, thank you for joining us here today on Your Morning Boost. This has been awesome. And I have an odd feeling this won't be the last time that we get you on here as well. That's right. Get some time to dive in a little bit deeper into this work that you're doing. But thank you very much. Thank you, Boosters, for joining us. We'll have all of Dr. Urich's information in the show notes. So if you didn't catch it there, just get into the show notes. We'll get you in contact with her as soon as we can. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. Happy Wednesday, everybody. And we'll be back again when we talk with you again next week on Your Morning Boost.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost, an AWB education production. To find more incredible content, be sure to check out other amazing education shows on the Forward Ed Network, where they are truly advancing voices and shaping education. Join us again next week. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.